Welcome, one and all, once again to another episode of Aging with Energy, the old guys travel show. It's Humble, it's Fred, and as always, brought to you by the Chamber Plan and the Retirement Sherpa.
Could you tell where my head was at when you found me? Me and you went to hell and back just to find me.
Well, Mr. Patterson, where are we going today?
Howard, we're going to Greece, Santorini in particular. Visiting Greece, one can go to many different destinations. I found myself in Santorini with my sweet little love, and it was the experience of a lifetime.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you know that ex-wife Randy just came back from there?
Did she really? We should trade notes.
I'm not sure. I know she did a tour with a friend of hers. Mm-hmm. I mean, more and more people are doing that. But she, honestly, I didn't know how she was going to enjoy it, but she was raving about it. Fantastic.
Well, you know, my love of geography, and it's just spectacular. Flew into Athens, of course. You don't fly right into Santorini the way we went. Spent a night in Athens, went to the Acropolis. You have to do that, you know, Howard. You know, the ancient citadel that's in ruin.
Yes.
And you're walking around and you're going, yes, I'm at the Acropolis. I don't know or care what this is all about, but I can say I was here.
Is it fascinating because, and again, because of how long it's been there, isn't that part of it? You kind of go, wow, man, there were human beings on this pile of rubble.
Yes. And you imagine what it was like back in the 16th century or whatever. Or no, it even predates that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just a long time ago. The reason I said 16th century, because Santorini, where we flew over to on a small plane, which was a bit of an adventure, a little small rattling plane took us over to Santorini. The island of Santorini, you know, was devastated by an earthquake in the 16th century, and that's where I pulled that date out of. And it just became like a, you know, a lava ruin, but like mankind often does, they made the most of it and created this wonderful paradise. Just fantastic. Almost to the point, here, this is ridiculous. I'm doing the show, you know, on travel, and but I got to say, it's one of those places that pictures doesn't do it very good. Anything I describe won't do it justice. It's
right.
You got to go there, right?
So. Ex-girlfriend Rachel and I used to have this running gag for some reason. She'd been there too, but one time early in our relationship, I suggested we go for Greek food, and her response made me laugh. And the running gag, because her response was, she goes, "Oh, it's gimmicky." I said, what does that even mean? It's gimmicky. She goes, yeah, it's, you know, it's always the same. It's this and that. It's the potatoes. Like, well, every food is like that. But I was wondering, like, when you go to, like, you know, you go to a place like Italy, you're going to basically have Italian food everywhere you go. Is it the same for Greek food?
Well, there was that, the souvlakis and stuff, a lot of chicken, obviously. But my takeaway food-wise would be the fish. Obviously, you're surrounded by ocean, and so Greek food to me on that trip was the most memorable, was the fish. In fact, it's the first time I've ever had a fish served to me with a head still on it, you know, that
really?
Type of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was cool. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that can be a turnoff for people, but again, it's all, you know, frame of mind, where you are, and you pick away at the fish, and, well, it's staring at you. It wasn't alive.
That's right. The fish is looking at you like, go ahead, eat me. Yeah, just go ahead. That's fine, if that's what you need to do.
Right. You know, we stayed, there's two main towns there. There's Fira, which is a bigger one. We stayed in Ia. Now, that's spelled O-I-A. You know, and again, it's like anything you've ever seen in a picture or a painting or whatever, all these beautiful little condos or apartments hanging off the side of cliffs and mountains, and the one we had was beautiful, and they're all white, and they tend to have blue roofs, and it's just like a postcard just looking around. And ours was beautiful with a gorgeous terrace. And the bedrooms of our sort of condo thing were carved right into the side of the mountain. Like, it was just spectacular. And we had this beautiful terrace with a pool and overlooking the Aegean Sea. Aegean Sea.
Yeah,
you could
that.
See the ships and the cruise ships and, you know, the freighters and everything. It was just, magical is the word. Again, when you come from Canada and Toronto and everything, and all of a sudden you these sights are before you, sometimes it's a little hard to behold, actually.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because it does take you out of your normal vistas that you see on a... Like, I found that even in places like Venice and Florence, it's almost like surreal that things that old can still be, you know... exist today. I know that sounds stupid, but those vistas you're describing, those classic, you know, those the waters, the white buildings.
Yeah, it really is something. And where we stayed was sort of tucked away, but close to the town, little pathways in, and of course the actual town. It's just all little walking streets with cool bars and restaurants. And another takeaway from you noticed is dogs are like almost citizens there, like people in restaurants and bars, their dogs are in with them, sitting at their feet, which I thought was sweet, which they can do because they're all open air and open doors and everything. So it's pretty cool. You know, the island's only like 3 miles wide, 10 miles long. So exploring it over a few days, very, very easy. We rented a Jeep for a couple of days, which allowed us to go to the far reaches of the island. Again, not very big. But for walking, fantastic. Cycling's fantastic. As I say, we got the Jeep and went out to a couple of beaches. One is the Red Beach. Just, like, it's red. Okay? It's red. They call it
Red Beach. Red. I was going to say, is that why they call it the Red Beach?
Now, if you're into walking and hiking, fantastic. And this is aging with energy. And, a lot of people, if you're in good shape and you're in your 60s or whatever, it's... Yeah, it's a great place to walk.
It's doable. Now, did you do this trip with your companions, Darren and Lori, or was this on your own, just you and Dahl?
Oh, no, it was with Darren and Lori. Yeah.
And what about expense? What was the first place you went to? You went to...
Athens.
So you go to Athens, then to Santorini. And
yes.
Did you do any other, like the Corfu and any of these places you hear about?
No, we didn't, because it was part of a trip there. We went to England, then we went to France, and then over to Greece. I think we were only there about 6 days. And we just decided, what we had heard about it. In fact, an old buddy of ours, Chris Van Allen, who works at CFNY, still does, he was the one that tipped us off. And all the things he told us, I thought, I want to try it for 5 or 6 days. And... it was cool. Getting back to the food and the expense, generally the expense, it's really hard when you do these shows now to talk about the expense because it's a moving target.
Yeah.
Like even the last year or two, when you talk to people, the prices have gone up in Europe. So it's hard to pinpoint it. When we went, it was reasonable. Hopefully it is still reasonable based on current price increases, who knows?
Well, I can tell you from Randy's ex-wife, Randy's experience, this is the show where I mention all my exes. Yeah. I can tell you that it wasn't cheap, but it wasn't prohibitive. And I know her, she was there for, I want to say, 12 days. I'm not sure what she did. I know she went to Athens. Did she go to Corfu? I don't know. But I know that she was there for a while. And, I talked to her about her budget. And, it wasn't... It was definitely within the average person's affordability, if that's, your big trip of the year, your big trip for a couple of years, for sure.
And the one thing about the island, as I said, it's very walkable, so you can save on that type of transportation. Also, a lot of the little restaurants, the local places, again, very reasonable. If you're going to go to expensive restaurants and you're going to take a lot of, paid tours, of course it's going to be pricey. Mm. But it can be, if you plan it properly, reasonable. And again, just to end off with the food again, and I enjoyed the food, but, much like Italy, I sound like a bit of a killjoy, but not the highlight for me.
Mm, really?
That's what I would say.
Well, and same with Italy, like after you've had great pasta for 3 or 4 days in a row, you're like, okay, on day 8, can I not have great pasta? Did you like the baklava?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite Greek desserts.
And there's more than that. There was all sorts of pastries that we tried and was very good. And I remember the coffee. Off the top of my head, there was a coffee, and I can't remember the name of it. I even tried to research it again this morning. But, you know, when you first go to Jamaica and you have that, what's their coffee that they have there?
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I'm getting old.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. I am, too, because I've had it. What is it called? Look. This really is aging with energy because neither
this
of us.
This is aging with
energy. I can't remember.
This wasn't scripted. And you know, when you first have that coffee in Jamaica and it's like, wow, that's different. That's nice.
Yeah.
That was my experience in Greece with the coffee as well.
Well, there you have it. I think that's a good place to end things. It's not crazy expensive, but it's like, you know, you're going away to a foreign land. It's not super cheap either. On future episodes, we will try and remember the name of because of course the beer in Jamaica is Red Stripe.
Yeah, it's Blue Mountain Coffee.
Blue Mountain, there it is.
Blue Mountain Coffee. Yeah.
Another episode of Aging with Energy, the Old Guys Travel Show. Yes, it's a couple of old guys talking about places you might want to visit. Brought to you by the Retirement Sherpa and, of course, the Chamber Plan. Until next time, we're Humble and Fred.
Could you tell where my head was at when you found me? Me and you went to hell and back just to find peace. Man, I thought I had everything. I was lonely. Now you're my